Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With 8 days to go until the election, Kamala Harris will be in Michigan today, Donald Trump in Georgia, Harris in Philadelphia last night, and Trump in New York at Madison Square Garden.
Donald Trump kicking off the final week of the 2024 campaign.
On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
Once again, labeling Democrats the enemy from within.
No, they've done very bad things to this country. They are indeed the enemy from within. And
the former president painting America as a nation in decline.
ABC's Rachel Scott, who was at Madison Square Garden. Nearly 42 million Americans have voted early. According to the University of Florida, President Biden votes today outside his home in Wilmington, Delaware. McDonald's is bringing back the Quarter Pounder following the E. coli outbreak. The onions believed responsible for making more than 70 people sick won't be on some of the burgers. A truck slamming into a bus stop in Tel Aviv. One person killed, more than two dozen injured. Israel not calling it a terrorist attack for now. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's going to be a busy week all over Wisconsin. The final week before the election means we're going to have a lot of campaign visits. Here's just a quick rundown of some of them. We've got Governor Tim Walz in Manitowoc and Waukesha today, plus J.D. Vance is in Wausau. Bernie Sanders is in Oshkosh this afternoon. Then tonight, he'll be joined by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez here in Madison. Former President Donald Trump will hold a rally in Green Bay on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris will have a rally/concert here in Madison Wednesday night. And then Trump will be back in Wisconsin for another rally on Friday at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. And over the weekend, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was here in the Badger State. Here's Lisa Hale.
Pete Buttigieg was in Oshkosh Saturday, drumming up support for the Democratic ticket and invigorating Canvas volunteers.
Communities red, blue, and purple already understand that if we're serious about protecting children in school, that's not about keeping a Toni Morrison paperback out of the school library. It's about making sure assault weapons don't get anywhere near the school.
Buttigieg also spoke in Green Bay, Appleton, and Fond du Lac Saturday.
If you haven't seen it for yourself, chances are you've seen photos. It was the talk of the city over the weekend. An unusual art installation showed up on Madison's north side. It's a statue of former President Donald Trump depicted nude. The piece is on tour across the country called the Crooked and Obscene Tour. The Cap Times called it anatomically specific, and that phrase is accurate. It's 43 feet tall, made out of foam and rebar, and weighs 6,000 pounds. It's held up by a crane. People were driving around trying to find it. It was kind of tucked behind some trees based on where you stood on private property near Demetro Park. It's already been in Las Vegas and Pennsylvania. It was only scheduled to be here in Madison for the weekend, so it's likely headed to its next stop. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there, and he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team, keep on taking care of the ball, keep on being aggressive, find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. People like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the YWEGA Film Festival, and Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
If Donald Trump had not hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade. And what we have seen, as demonstrated last night and every day these last 2 years, is extraordinary harm that has occurred in America, where women have died because of Trump abortion bans, where women who have survived rape and girls' incest, and no exception for someone whose body has been violated to make a decision about what happens to their body next.
LFG, right, Chris?
LFG.
Let's do it. November is coming. Our friend John Pavlovitz threads, we will finish the work. She will win easily. They will try every kind of nonsense. They won't be successful. She will take the oath. He will go to prison. We will begin healing. Press on, good people. Agreed. Agreed, John. Hear, hear. And why? Because of people like friends of Glenn Kirshner, first
right.
of all.
That's
right. The biggest thing on her resume. Offer of pardon power, law professor, former assistant U.S. attorney, ABC legal news analyst, Kimberly Whaley. Did I say that right? Good morning.
You sure did, Stephanie. Yes, that's me.
You had me at friend of Glenn Kirshner. That's
yes.
all I need.
Likewise, he's the best.
Kimberly, we talked a little bit off air here how it must be such an extraordinary time for people like you and Glenn that have devoted your lives to the rule of law. Just the and I think Barb McQuaid echoed this in the last couple of days, just that we all sort of know the rule of law is just gone if Trump wins, right?
Yeah, we're really on the way to that, absolutely, and I don't think people understand what that really means. It means arbitrary government. It means yeah. winners and losers based on subjective perceptions of loyalty, not based on the ability to go to a judge or to go to a law enforcement officer and have fairness implemented for everyone. It's mayhem, and of course it leads to tyranny and a lot of abuse and violations of individual rights. Yeah. And it's not just for Republicans, right? It's for everyone.
I was saying, you won't need crimes or evidence next time, Kimberly. I mean, they were talking about Trump's promise to fire Jack Smith, not just fire him, deport him. And, you know, who was it? Was it our friend Barb McQuaid said, voters don't really know one thing that's on the ballot this election is whether Trump will be allowed to place himself above the law for extremely serious crimes against the country. It gets glossed over because people say, well, of course, if Donald Trump's elected, he'll dismiss the cases against himself. It's important to pause just for a moment to think about how profound that really is. All the conduct alleged in the documents case occurred when he was out of office in 2017, when he was a private citizen, Barb finished. There's no immunity for any of that. It's really simply saying to the Justice Department, I order you to stop the case against me. A second President Trump would say, even for my private acts, I'm going to pull the plug on these criminal cases. That is a starkly different world we would live in than where we are living today.
Sure. And just think about the new crimes Think about the crimes that are going to be committed moving forward, and now there's a Supreme Court immunity decision that manufactured a part of Article 2 of the Constitution that does not exist in the text of the Constitution, these supposed textualists, that basically put presidents above the law if they use the massive, scary, coercive power of the military, law enforcement, the FBI, the IRS to commit crimes. Those are the ones that now are above the law and get no immunity. So I agree with Barb that we just wipe out what's happened the last round that produced the Mar-a-Lago indictment. And let's be clear, we don't know what happened to the classified documents. Some of them are still missing. We don't even understand the extent of damage to national security interests that Donald Trump did.
Yeah.
Of course, those will be wiped out.
And what
but
crimes?
It's also just a green light for new crime.
Right. And ones he's probably currently committing, Kimberly, talking to Netanyahu, Putin, God knows what we don't know now and what he's done with
that. And his buddy Elon Musk's, selling votes. That's flatly illegal. And it suggests to you that Trump and his enablers are already anticipating what you opened this discussion with, that there is no rule of law. Come and get me. There's nothing you can do, like almost in a teasing playground way. I am above the law. I'm just going to do it in plain sight because no one's going to stop me.
Yeah. It's like when we played tag when we were little and we're like safe. Like, well, they're just going right. to. Put their hand on the Supreme Court safe.
Yeah.
you write as
not it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not it.
Not it.
Okay. As the clock, you write as the clock ticks down to election day, our country's collective anxiety continues to rise. Boy, howdy, I tell you, Kimberly, we were saying our lapels are like, we've been shaking all weekend, all three of us. What's going to happen? Yeah. But you were saying we've already set, several states have set historic records in early voting. Trump has changed his tune on mail-in voting, which he claimed was rife with fraud when it favored Democrats in 2020. Early Democratic voters are outpacing Republicans by 2-1 in Pennsylvania, however, where while the parties are roughly equal in North Carolina. And you just said by all perceivable metrics, the race is tight. Who wins could come down to election maneuvering and the GOP, an art the GOP aspires to master. You said the tactic du jour this round is encouraging voters to file mass voter challenges to other states' eligibility, often in large numbers and all at once. I keep saying this every day, Kimberly. They're not preparing to win. They're preparing to cheat. So
absolutely. Thanks for saying that. I think people are saying, what do the polls say? That's not the question. The question is, even if she wins, how are they going to outmaneuver and cheat? And as I talk about in that piece, there's before, there's election day, and there's after. And they're going after it all across the board. And so say, I was talking to someone who registers voters for many, many years in Pennsylvania when I was doing a speech last week on the Constitution, and she said students are having, for example, a hard time registering. They're being told they can't. I mean, that's anecdotal, but that's just an example of the shenanigans that could be going on. And if they're not able to register, they can't vote, notwithstanding that they're legally entitled to. And remember, 2000, Bush versus Gore, an entire election hinged on 537 votes. And I think that Trump and his GOP enablers understand that.
Well, United Sovereign Citizens, have you heard of this? Is a Trump-supporting group is suing a number of states ahead of Election Day, alleging widespread voter fraud without any proof at all. Several of the lawsuits out of 9 the group has filed have been dismissed, but they're still determined to expose voter registration misconduct with plans to sue post-election. To your point, you actually call them in here in your piece zombie lawsuits, mm-hmm. that they,
yeah,
even when they are undead, they're going to keep going with this, aren't they?
Right, because, once the votes are cast, you can't reopen the ballots. That's actually private and confidential. So you sort of put your marker down early to reopen the lawsuit. And, all this claim of fraud, millions of Americans believe this. They believe there's a lot of non-citizens voting. That's completely lie. That's not accurate. And keep in mind the last round, where was the fraud? The fraud was committed on behalf of Donald Trump.
Yep.
People have pleaded guilty in Georgia to tampering with voting machines. We're talking serious fraud, not just, maybe registering and voting in the wrong precinct, actual affirmative criminal acts. There's the fraud.
Yeah.
Not on the Democrat side.
Kimberly, I always say, one of the things that calms me is Mark Elias. When I see him on TV, it says better. It's like, okay. But, he keeps saying consistently, we're going to win this. Just get out and vote. I mean, I said last week, he's like Ken Kong just swatting planes away. He keeps winning. There's lawsuit after lawsuit, and it is exhausting.
But
well,
you know,
we win the lawsuits for sure, because right. the courts in this moment, even though we say the rule of law could be gone, they're functioning just like our elections are functioning. They functioned the last round. Yeah. The courts are looking at the law and looking at the facts and saying there's nothing here. This is garbage. This happened in 2020, 60 plus lawsuits, garbage, garbage, garbage.
Yeah.
Because the judges are not playing politics. They're looking at the law and the facts. But two things, there are two problems here. One is that it requires judges to act quickly. Right. So these lawsuits generally take months. So it's this inundation, this overwhelming, the creation of just so many cases.
Flooding the zone.
Mark Elias yeah. have to stay ahead of it. And the second is that voters see where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, you can file a piece yeah. of garbage and someone's got to get it dismissed. But the existence of the lawsuit creates a perception of fraud. And I think that feeds the big yeah. live narrative. The big lie narrative and the distrust in our institutions, which is court, of course, straight out of the dictator playbook.
Which, by the way, Russia is actively promoting now as well. By the way, where was that story? FBI, CISA, ODNI already laid out with a statement attributing the fake Pennsylvania ballot destruction video to Russia, part of Moscow's broader effort to raise unfounded questions about the integrity of the U.S. election and stoke divisions among Americans. Here we go again. Same as it ever
yeah.
was, right?
But then we've got Donald Trump and J.D. Vance saying that, you know, the real enemy isn't Russia, it isn't China, it's our friends and neighbors, fellow Americans. Again, experts on authoritarianism will say, you know, that is straight out of the dictator playbook. And if people think that this is just going to go away and we'll just yeah. sail through this and it can never happen in America, we have to be very careful of American exceptionalism in our own minds, because it's just not real. It's not real.
Yeah. And Kimberly, you quote our dear friend, Jamie Raskin, who did D.C. Sexy Liberal with us. He said, no one knows exactly what Trump's attack on the electoral system will be in 2024. What will he do this time? All we can do is wait, hold on to our hopes, and see what comes down. I mean, you know, let you and the Mark Eliases of the world do their work. We just got to get out in numbers. What does Glenn always say? Too big to rig, too real to steal? I mean,
he's absolutely right. It has to be a tsunami of votes. The margins can't be 537. It has to be 500,000. When they try to do these silly arguments, it doesn't carry the day, either in the courts, which it won't, but also in the court of public opinion. Because, as you know, Stephanie, the other tool in the toolbox is violence. We saw it in January of 2021, and we're seeing snipers on the rooftops in Arizona in Maricopa County. It's stunning that this is where we are yeah. in 2024.
Yeah.
We do have to all hold hands and
yeah,
fight back.
Yeah, absolutely. Kimberly, one last thing I wanted to say for you is this. You know, just how perverted our justice system has gotten. They're actively like judge shopping on their side. This Florida Attorney General's apparent gamut to shove an anti-Justice Department lawsuit in front of a Trump-appointed judge has spurred accusations of corruption from a former Republican lawmaker. She appears to have sought out Aileen Cannon, who was also apparently on. They wrote it down that she's his Attorney General. Candidate or top of his list for attorney general. This is the whole story. But Adam Kinzinger said, this is insane that one corrupt judge is now the go-to for a political party. Hopefully someday we look back and shake our heads that this stuff was even allowed. I mean,
yeah, well, this never was an issue until, you know, Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump pushed through these right-wing judges. Of course, McConnell got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court justices, and that's really the ultimate checkmate. Those folks on the Supreme Court that are, as we said earlier, rewriting the Constitution under our eyes without the authority, the mandate, the legal mandate to do it. But again, if there's nobody stopping them, power will corrupt. You know, Madison said, if men were angels, we would not need government. Government meaning constraining our worst instincts.
Yeah. And you mentioned, Kimberly, you've got four daughters. And in Salon, somebody wrote a piece about it. He absolutely will do a national abortion ban, and he won't need Congress even to do it in this imperial second Trump presidency. And that is terrifying.
And at this point, it's not even about terminating pregnancies. It's about whether, because you are capable of becoming pregnant and you are pregnant, you get basic emergency care sure. at the hospital. Yeah. People are being turned down to get basic emergency care because they happen to be pregnant, and that's happening under our noses. And people seem to a large degree just be sort of accepting that. And I just, you know, I attribute that to a lot of things, including the misogynistic thread that unfortunately lives in America,
yeah.
in American politics, in American life.
Sidebar, counselor, before you go, I'm going to go on record as saying everyone that is friends with Glenn Kirshner is automatically awesome.
Yes, I agree.
He wants you back.
I agree.
I hope you'll come back. Join our
many
stable.
Friends through Glenn.
Yes, absolutely.
And I count some new ones today, so thank you for having me.
You too.
Thank you.
The book is Pardon Power by Kimberly Whaley, and we're so thrilled to have you. We'll see you again soon, I hope.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There she goes. Wow, wow, wow. She's emanating Glenn Kirshner-ish.
She is.
Kirshner-ish.
Okay. 19. We'll join us Saturday at Sexy Liberal. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Quito.
Quito.
Quito saves your money. Okay, listen, I'm no Rocky Mountain Mike.
I just voted.
But what?
For the Credo stuff.
Oh, who did you vote for this time?
Democratic voting, environmental stuff. You can vote for all of them that they offer.
You can vote for
one at a time.
Yeah, the progressive causes that they give money to is what Jody's referring to. But you can, they do Planned Parenthood, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, Transgender Law Center. And it is a democracy.
Yes.
This is what democracy looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Credo Mobile. And you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and switching easy and peasy at the same time. Bring your current phone, bring your current number, bam. And for Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years.
That's if a you big use, chunk of money.
Right? Yes. If you use the code STEF25, you're welcome. CredoMobile.com. The code is STEF20.
You're so giving.
Thank you. STEF25 is the code at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth! This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Bob in Dallas. How about that Kamala rally in Houston? 30,000 people, right? Holy moly. Hi, Bob.
Oh. It's great. It's great. I tell you what, I was, since it's near Halloween, I was going to talk about Ted Cruz. did you see Fox News this morning a little while ago when they're talking about this New York rally?
Yeah.
Mention of all the nasty comments, the racist terms. No mention. Yeah. They play about 30 seconds of Elon Musk talking and speaking, and then they just show Jamie Harrison and says, Jamie Harrison is calling them fascists and all this. No mention. So we're not even reporting the news anymore, are we?
No.
It bothers them, just don't report it, right?
Yeah. No, they were just, it was fantastic. Best fascist rally they've ever seen. You know, since Hitler.
Yeah.
Since Hitler did the same rally in Madison Square Garden. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is a little sampling, whoever this a-hole is. I don't even want to say his name. This is the quote-unquote comedian?
Yes, the comedian.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there. Again, normally I don't follow the national anthem, everybody.
Yes, God. Fox and Friends praised Trump's rally. And they defended this. They just called that comment off color. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They said it was comedy.
Right. Was it? Yeah. That was hard to identify as quote unquote comedy, but okay. He had said that this a-hole. Republicans are the party with a sense of humor, so that's what they would. That would be Exhibit A for what they consider a sense of humor. Okay. By the way, didn't he, hold please, didn't he reply? Tim Walz and AOC reacted immediately in real time to this. And he said, aforementioned a-hole comedian, these people have no sense of humor. Wild that a vice presidential candidate would take time out of his busy schedule to analyze a joke taken out of context to make it seem racist.
We played the whole thing.
We saw the entire context.
How was that out of context? Did it seem racist? Maybe because it was incredibly, despicably racist.
Even people in the audience sounded a little uncomfortable
with it. They did not like
it. Yeah.
No.
Are you ready for the misogynist punchline? And then he said, I'm a comedian, Tim. Might be time to change your tampon. Ha ha!
Because of Tampon Tim.
See, because that's funny, because he's a girly man, because something.
Because he wanted tampons in schools.
Right. By the way, do we play 20 Tim Walz? This is what a real man sounds like. Here we go.
Trump's now been going around on the campaign trail, calling America the garbage can of the world.
Here we go.
A direct quote: "This country that so many died protecting, that is the beacon of the world on democracy and human rights," he calls it the garbage can of the world. That is so pathetic and unpatriotic that it's almost unbelievable. So look, he is literally trash-talking this country now, every single day. So it doesn't get simpler. And let's start naming it where it is. Donald Trump hates this country, and everything he does is for Donald Trump. So just say it. His words. Let me give Kamala Harris's words. She believes America is the greatest country on earth, and it's that simple.
Thank you. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A fight turned weird outside a Madison bar over the weekend. Madison police say they were called to Soto Nightclub on Henry Street early Saturday morning. There, they were told that during a fight, a man bit part of another man's finger off. The person bitten was taken to the hospital, and the biter later turned himself in to authorities. And the man charged with killing a UW Whitewater gymnast will stand trial. 21-year-old Kara Welsh was shot and killed August 30th in an apartment near the Whitewater campus. She was an All-American gymnast and beloved by the campus community. 23-year-old Chad Richards of Loves Park, Illinois, is charged with homicide. Records show he's set to stand trial starting November 8th. And gas prices are dropping. Here's Melissa Kay.
The average gas prices in Wisconsin fell 6.7 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $2.87 per gallon. This is over 21 cents lower than a month ago and more than 31 cents lower than this time last year. Gas is at its lowest level since January, which some Americans attribute to the upcoming election. Officials at Gas Buddy say politicians have little influence over gasoline prices. The switch to winter gas and the drop in demand is pushing gas prices down. Officials say these drops will continue into and even beyond the election as colder weather arrives.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas here in Madison is $2.94. A month ago, it was $3.13, and a week ago, it was $3 even. And could Milwaukee get its own WNBA team? Well, the Bucks ownership group submitted a proposal to the league last week. This bid comes after the WNBA announced plans to add new franchises across the country by 2028. Now, we don't know what any kind of timeline would look like here, but the Cream City did once have a professional women's basketball team. They were known as the Milwaukee Does. They played in the WNBA for one season in 1979. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now it's 46.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Tracy Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hang on, Nash.
national security. As you know, the FBI and the Director of National Intelligence on Friday said Russia is behind a fake video that is circulating of someone tearing up ballots in Pennsylvania, the state we're sitting in right now. They assess Russia will release more media like this in the coming weeks. What price should Moscow pay for trying to manipulate American voters?
Well, look, I think a lot of countries are going to try to manipulate our voters. They're going to try to manipulate our elections. That's what they do. I think the bigger question is, what is in our best interest vis-a-vis Russia, not what price Russia should pay for putting out social media videos.
He's just, by the way, as someone called him, a perfect Russian asset.
Yeah.
He suggests Russia's not the bad guy in the war in Ukraine. Really? Because, and, oh, sorry, I meant to say, and how long have we been at war with East Asia?
Yeah,
always.
He basically said that they're an adversary and not an enemy.
Yes. He suggested Russia's not the bad guy in their illegal war of choice against the sovereign nation of Ukraine. Olivia Torrey said, J.D. Vance, the perfect Russian asset, delivering Putin's propaganda straight to the American people at a time when democracy needs defending. Vance is more interested in spreading Moscow's talking points than standing up for American values. David Frum said this man was put on a national ticket at the behest of a cabal of billionaires with sinister secret obligations to the dictators of Russia and China. And we are one hamburger away,
mm-hmm.
by the way, from a President Vance.
Yeah.
Hitler burger away.
Yeah, one Hitler burger.
Go.
Thank you. David Rothkopf.
I go now to the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger. I go now to the Hitler burger to get myself my lunch.
That's not as funny as it was Friday.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't.
the Hitler rally yesterday. It's not
yeah.
really that.
Yeah,
David Frum. David Rothkopf said this is what the not so soft pitch for Putin looks like. Make no mistake, Vance may be weird and inexperienced, but he's also a threat. This man could very easily succeed Trump sooner than anyone expects as president. Amy McGrath said if we had J.D. Vance back in 1987, the line would be, Mr. Gorbachev, this wall looks really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
God. Yeah, unbelievable. Where was I? Jake Tapper and Vance battled yesterday morning in a marathon brawl about Trump's enemy within rhetoric. What the claims of John Kelly were. I mean, they literally will just defend anything.
Absolutely.
At this point. This is 8 from the Jake Tapper.
You actually look at John Kelly, at folks like Liz Cheney, the fundamental disagreement they have with Donald Trump is even though they say that they're conservative in the sense that they want America to get involved in a ton of ridiculous military conflicts. They want America to police the world, and Donald Trump wasn't.
John Kelly lost a son in Afghanistan. Why are you saying that I've never heard John Kelly say whether he supports Iran or Afghanistan.
And I honor his son's sacrifice, and I honor his family's sacrifice. Yeah. That doesn't mean he's not wrong about policy.
Right. Okay. But then Tapper made a good point. Hang on.
What specifically are you talking about? What has he said?
Is your argument that a person who lost a son in Afghanistan can't be wrong about public policy?
I'm asking you.
Why bring that up? Let's talk about public policy.
Because I've never
criticized his service.
I brought it up because you're acting as if he is pro-war, and I've never heard him say whether or not he supported the war in Afghanistan or the war in Iraq. He was a general carrying out orders.
Thank you.
He's a general carrying out orders. Okay. One more.
Let me ask you something about John Kelly specifically, because you said the other day, quote, I guarantee John Kelly talked to somebody on Kamala Harris's campaign beforehand, before he did this interview. Now, I've spoken with people in John Kelly's circle, and I've spoken with people in the Kamala Harris campaign. They say there's been no communication the entire time. So where did that come from?
Oh, I'm highly skeptical of that, Jake. You know the way that these attacks work. You know the way that these people are often vetted by a campaign.
So you made it up.
Or something goes out there.
Thank you.
So you made it up.
Yeah, John Kelly, wild-eyed liberal. Are you kidding me? Vance went on to say one reason Kamala Harris doesn't have as many people criticizing her is because she doesn't fire people who fail, leaving out that Harris does not presently have the authority to hire and fire cabinet officials. So there's that.
Right.
Okay. By the way, I wanted to mention, so this horrible a-hole racist comic that did the, Puerto Rican joke? What's
sure.
Sure.
This is how pathetic this party is. Senator Rick Scott, Florida, slammed the comedian, said he bombed for a reason, and then he's so blatantly trying to, he said, But what did he say here? He goes, oh, it's not funny. Puerto Ricans are amazing people, amazing America. Oh, please. He's just trying to damage control to get the Puerto Rican vote.
Yep.
Representative, Debbie Mucarcel Powell will be on our show Thursday.
Yep.
Debbie for Florida. Let's get rid of this. It's too late. You are the party of racists. It's like we're trying to forget, like, is even Trump's response to the hurricane, that it was not horribly racist and despicable enough? Like it's an accident that he hired some horrible racist despicable right. comedian mm-hmm. to tell horrible despicable
and
racist jokes.
You know that speech was, his jokes were completely right. vetted.
Thank you. Before you're speaking for the presidential candidate, of
yeah,
course.
Of course.
Yeah, it matched the Trump campaign perfectly. Yeah. By the way, Kyle tweeted it. It's I'm an hour and 12 minutes into the Rogan interview, Trump interview. It is by far the single worst interview of a major political candidate I've ever seen in my life. Embarrassing isn't strong enough a word. I'm in awe of how horribly stupid this is. It went on for 3 hours.
3 hours.
Daniel Dale exploded like in Scanners. I couldn't even get through his list of it. It said at least 32 lies. Like, I mean, it's just it's hard. I don't know.
It's a long read.
Yeah, he said the former president delivered his standard bombardment of false claims, at least 32 in all. Many of those false claims are lies that were debunked months or even years ago. The claims spanned a variety of topics, including immigration policy, environmental and energy policy, the legitimacy of the 2020 election, Trump's record in office, Vice President Kamala Harris, crowd sizes, how schools deal with transgender children, everything.
Yep.
You don't
yeah.
even need to list just everything. He lies about everything. Oh, my God. Here's some of this hot mess. Yeah, boy.
So I want to talk about 2020, because you said over and over again that you were robbed in 2020.
Yeah, totally.
What? How do you think you were robbed? Everybody well, always cuts you off. I'm going to allow.
Do. Well, they not only cut you off. Well, what I'd rather do is we'll do it another time, and I would bring in papers that you would not believe. So many
oh,
different papers.
Really?
Why don't you bring them in this time?
That election was so crooked. It was the most crooked election.
You knew you were going to
papers?
Be there for 3 hours.
Oh,
why didn't you bring in the
yeah.
papers?
He didn't tell us that. Right. He has papers? What kind of papers? Well, sort of all sorts of papers. Are you going to bring the papers?
Paper towels?
Okay, but give me some examples of how.
Well, let's start okay. on the top and
uh-huh.
the easy ones.
Okay.
They were supposed to get legislative approval to do the things they did, and they didn't get it.
They
in
did.
Many cases, they didn't
they
get
did.
It.
Okay.
What things?
Anything.
Legislative
they made,
approval
like
of,
for extensions of the voting, for voting earlier, for this,
right.
for all different things. By law, they had to get legislative approvals.
God.
You don't have to go any further than that.
It's just complete
if
horse.
You take a look at Wisconsin, they virtually admitted
no.
that the election was
no.
rigged,
no.
robbed,
no.
and stolen.
No.
No. Of course, Rogan is too stupid to be able to push back on that.
I was going to bring my papers and also my shoes and my glasses.
I need all my
so I
shoes.
So I have them.
So I have
I'll bring
them.
The papers. I'll bring the papers when I get my shoes and my glasses.
My shoes flew right off.
They flew right off. Should I bring all my shoes?
Oh, God, it went on.
They wouldn't give access in certain areas to the ballots
no.
because the ballots weren't signed. They weren't originals. They were. We could go into this stuff. We could go into the ballots, or we could go into the
right.
overall. I'll give you another one.
Are you going to present
well,
this
let me,
ever?
He's trying.
Like, what, do you think? Like,
let me just give you one
okay,
more
go
before.
Ahead.
51 intelligence
okay,
agents.
Okay,
come
I just
up.
Stop. Nothing he says is true. I can't. I can't anymore. It's on the papers. I'll bring it, Joe. So much evidence.
It's in my shoes.
It's mixed in with my shoes and my glasses.
Oh, my glasses.
Let's talk about the whales.
Oh God, no.
Yes.
New Jersey, off the coast of New Jersey, they want to build. The people are going crazy not to build them. But we have them. The whales are washing up on shore.
Right.
So
right.
in 50 years, they had one whale
oh,
come
God.
Ashore. Now they had like uh-huh. 18 come in the last year.
Sure.
What is what is happening with the whales? I've read about this.
Uh-huh. Well, they say that the wind drives them crazy.
No.
You know, it's a vibration
what?
Because you have those.
What?
You know,
right.
those things are 50-story buildings, some of them.
Right, and they're
50.
Super sensitive to vibrations. Well,
they have
and
those.
Sounds.
They, you know, the wind is rushing. The things are blowing. It's a vibration, and it makes noise.
What?
You know what it is? I want to be a whale psychiatrist. It drives. The whale's frickin' crazy.
He wants to be a whale shrink.
Is this election even happening?
It is on
is
Tuesday.
This...
A week from tomorrow is
no,
the end of the end of voting is a week from tomorrow.
So some polls are saying Kamala Harris, one of the most qualified candidates ever who's running a flawless campaign, is tied with
that.
With
that guy.
Would he be a whale psychiatrist that also works with sharks and batteries, or just would his practice specifically be contained to whales?
Well, just to mammals, so whales.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So would he be a racist against sharks, I'm guessing.
Well, sure.
He's a shark bigot.
That's
so speciesist. He wouldn't treat sharks.
Speciesist.
Yes, he's a speciesist.
Uh-huh. Okay, please tell me more about the tariffs.
How about in New Jersey, off the coast of New Jersey, they want to build...
Oh,
the most beautiful word, and I've said this for the last couple of weeks, in the dictionary today, and is the word tariff. It's more beautiful than love. It's more beautiful than anything. It's the most beautiful word. This country can become rich with the use, the proper use of tariffs.
It's better than love, Stephanie.
Decimate the middle class.
Oh, did you see Melania made a paid appearance at the Hitler
paid
rally?
Appearance? She made a paid appearance, you mean?
Pardon me?
She was paid to be there.
Yes. She was there not for the campaign, but as a...
Individual.
She didn't have...
Individual liberty.
From that particular event. She still... Did you see that kiss? That was like Michael Jackson, Lisa Marie. I was like...
Trying to pull her hand away when they were walking down the stairs.
That was because of... Does this smell... Taste this milk. Does it smell... Is this bad?
Individual.
Okay.
Individual.
See, what's funny about that, Chris, is that he's running against all immigrants, legal and illegal, and his wife sounds like... Latka from Taxi. Okay. Individually. Uh-huh. And also...
Liberty.
I may have to just do that the rest of this election cycle. Can we talk about... Okay.
It's only a week and some change away.
And amongst Dr. Marty commercials.
Rick Stengel said, a word on the economy. Trump's good economy was Obama's. Every new president inherits the economy of his predecessor. Obama spent 8 years fixing Bush's disaster. Biden-Harris' bad economy was Trump's. High unemployment, flat wages, COVID stagnation. Trump was the first president since Hoover to end with fewer jobs than when he started. Mm-hmm. Period. And also, people are talking about what the effect of tariffs and, deporting what 20% of our agriculture will work for. What do you think that's going to do to prices? I mean, I it's not just how disastrous, rated by every historian as the worst presidency ever. It's how everybody warning how badly his economic policies, his military policies. On and on. I was trying to find another good one on that. It just think about if you're voting on the price of bacon, think about what the tariffs combined with deporting most of our workforce is going to do to your grocery prices.
Okay. Oh, I know.
Okay.
I buy protein.
Yes, I know you do.
And
yes, yes.
The cost of that protein will go up.
Won't someone think of Chris LaVoy's protein
please
needs? For God's sakes. All right. Hey, Jen Kirkman's here for the hour in a few minutes. Come on. We can still have nice things.
Yeah.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maudy. Dr. Maudy. I am a walking unsolicited testimonial. All of my friends' dogs now are on Dr. Marty's because I really believe in it.
Yeah.
What? Excuse me? Okay.
Has you that can see a protein for Chris?
Wow. How happy and healthy they are. They're so fluffy, I could die.
Uh-huh.
Here's one thing Dr. Marty's does not do. First of all, he is a renowned veterinarian.
Yes,
he has been healing dogs in his practice with superfoods the same way he healed himself for years and years and years. A lot of dog food companies, first of all, they're sneaky. It is Sneaky McSneakerson's Sneaktown Dog Company in Sneakville, where they're sneaking in a whole bunch of wheat, calling it 15 different things. It's called fractionation. And it's just, I get it's cheaper for them. It's all cereal.
Never buy kibble from Sneakville.
Yes.
Right.
Dogs need meat. They are carnivores. They need to eat what their ancestors ate in the wild. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients. Yep. Look at the bag. It's not meat meal, which are, who knows what that is, packing house scraps, whatever. Yep. It is real superfoods, raw, freeze-dried, and doggies absolutely love it. 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cotton Krispies. No, well, God, I think that would be a kitty treat too, Jody. Just saying. Cotton Krispies, what? DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. All starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hey,
is a portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. You see it right there every morning. Have you noticed even during interviews I suck down giant quantities of my Morning Kick?
Yes, because you need to be kicky.
Yes. I love it so much. Strawberry lemonade flavor. But that's like just the delivery system for all these. They slip me all the stuff I need. 10 supplements in one. 10 supplements in one in there. Everything you've heard about that's good for you, probiotics, prebiotics, stuff for your gut health, for your energy, your overall well-being. There's ashwagandha for energy. Ashwagandha. I just said that. Don't you feel more powerful just saying it?
Yeah.
I do. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Do it with Mama. Did 30 miles in Pasadena on my bicycle in my bike bottle. I could not do it without it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guaranteed. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent a disease. Tax fees may apply. All right. 55 minutes after the hour, we can have nice things. Jen Kirkman for the hour. A comedian, writer extraordinaire. So I want to acknowledge we are all so stressed out, and a lot of people have a lot of normal life stress happening at the same time as this incredible election stress. One of our longtime fans, Winnie, tweeted at me, SM, my mama just passed Thursday night after a short illness after a horrible fall. I wanted to share that I introduced her to the show. She called you the pretty girl that wears the fun T-shirts. That's how she referred to it. She was excited that I get to see you November 2nd. She said that'll be fun. Rest in power, Winnie's mom.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I know your pain. But, you know, for those of you that are going through extra stress, just try to take a little more care of yourself. And just get out and vote. Our friend, where are we? Tristan Snell, hold on, said, just want to... He said, if you voted by mail, check to make sure your ballot was received and counted as legit. This is critical, as many states and counties require that errors be corrected before Election Day, November 5th. It takes less than a minute to do so, and it's so important. We were saying out here we have ballot tracks, which I wish everybody had, but they don't, where we automatically get told they got your ballot, they counted your ballot, or there's a problem and you have to come cure it. So you may not have that everywhere, so I think that's a great tip. Covey tweets, the fact that billionaires don't want Kamala Harris to win is exactly why she should. You know what? We're going to beat all of them, these mother effers.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Billionaires, the press, the. Amy Siskin said, our media has failed us, but we will prevail, and then the few who have done a decent job survive. We, the people, will decide with our money. Thank you. Kirsten Johnson, our friend, said, not a big fan of billionaires in general, but I have to say I'm horrified at the sheer levels of cowardice, corruption, and avarice currently spewing forth from so many of them all at the same time. The fact that these people are buddies with Putin while having security clearances and massive government contracts, plus control of our news and all the various ways we communicate with each other is just terrifying. The only way to fight back is to do whatever we can to help Harris Waltz win 12 days. LFG. LFG, Chris.
Yes. That means... Let's effing go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you both learned that.
Yes, here's what I was looking for. Rick Stengel said, by the way, if you worry food prices are too high, why do you have a president who deports half the farm workers and puts a 20% tax on food from abroad? I mean, how many more of these stories do we need? Who's this? Doctors, hi. Imminent catastrophic public danger. Hundreds of doctors sound new alarm about Trump. A concerned group of mental health experts issued a new warning under to warn. 233 mental health professionals signed off on a letter in the New York Times calling Trump an imminent catastrophic public danger to the world. That sounds bad, Chris.
It does.
Should he be reelected? He exhibits, they say, behavior that tracks with narcissistic personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder, paranoid personality disorder, all made worse by his intense sadism, which is a symptom of malignant narcissism. That all sounds fantastic. What, Mary Trump with a great point real quick. Time after time, Donald subjected women to unwanted kissing, groping, and sexual assault. If they came forward, he denied, attacked, and threatened to sue them, but he never filed any lawsuits because he knows discovery would destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
About 70,000 billion lies ago, do you remember when he said in 2016, all these liars will be sued immediately after the election? Jen Kirkman next.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
This week, John and Gordy are celebrating our one-year anniversary here at WMDX.
And we're going to have our Halloween special.
Ooh, it's spooky.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.